Hayes World Power. It's a privilege to drive for Penske. You're given the equipment week in, week out to win. I feel fortunate to have been a part of this organisation. I really do. It's made for a great career for me. And
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line with us one of the biggest stars of the NTT Data IndyCar Series, 2014 Series champion, 2018 Indy 500 champion, and driver of the number 12 Chevrolet for Team Penske, the one and only Will Power. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to have you on. It's also great to have you on when we're talking about getting back to Indianapolis Motor Speedway, back this weekend and back for the first time in October ever. So that is a little bit of unfamiliarity, but it's going to be great for people to get in there. But the track may look and feel a little different. How excited are you to be able to not only be there for the fans to show off the racing, but also kind of a new, improved Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
Yeah, I mean, it's... Obviously, with Roger buying the Speedway, it's just constantly getting upgraded. You know, we get to have fans this weekend. Obviously, it's not full capacity, but, you know, I've actually done a number. I think it might be 10,000 fans. I'm not even sure what the number is, but it's just great to have people be able to spectate and watch the cars. It's interesting because of the time of year. We've never been here at this time of the year. It's certainly a lot cooler. That affects our cars dramatically because we rely so heavily on aerodynamics and the engine's turbo. So that we're predicting we'll have quite a bit more horsepower just from the cool conditions, and we'll have quite a bit more downforce. So lap time will be a lot faster than when we were here a few months ago.
When it comes to fast lap times at that course, you know, of course, at this point, even though I still think of you as very young within your career still, but one of the all-time greats, right? 60 poles, 38 Indy Series wins, so great everywhere. But when it comes to qualifying, you say it's going to change a little bit. You have the qualifying lap record for the Indy road course. What makes this course either special or different or maybe harder for everyone else?
It's actually a pretty... I wouldn't say straightforward track, but it has a consistent grip level, which compresses the field. I've found it to be very competitive. Like, the whole field will be covered by 1 second. So, you know, at the race earlier in the year, the top six were covered by one-tenth of a second, top six cars. So it's not like I have an advantage or something for qualifying here. It's just you've got to put it all together and, obviously, have a great team, so I'm provided a great car, and am able to execute the lap on the perfect lap to the tires, and the tires are at the perfect temp and grip level. So that is the key around this place.
Now, you know what it takes to win a championship. You're one of the just seven drivers still mathematically alive for this year's title. Of those, just Scott Dixon and yourself have won on this road course. Do you see, you said everybody is going to be so bunched up and close, so I guess some luck plays into it as well. But statistically, do you see, you know, him as your main competition, or are there a couple other guys that you see that have a chance to win too?
Oh, there's a lot of guys that have a chance to win this weekend. You know, obviously, I'm pretty sure Scott Dixon's going to win the championship. No question there. Maybe New Garden can catch him if he had a horrible run for the last three races. But if he just keeps it clean, I think he's in pretty good shape. But that's the beauty of this series. No one knows who's going to win week in, week out. No one knows who's going to be on pole. It's such a competitive series that, it, you know, it can be anyone. Any weekend, and it can be any team. So it's always exciting turning up to a race weekend to see who's where, you know what I mean?
I guess excitement is definitely in there, but there has been so much indecision and so much uncertainty based around this year. And so there's been a lot of events that have been either canceled or pushed back or postponed. We've got a lot of these double headers in there. One of the things that you've been able to do is win consistently. And so that's, you know, Will Power's right there at the end. You give it to Scott Dixon saying he's probably going to win the championship. You still could. and you're right there. Talk a little bit about how it's been this year, how you've been able to either use your experience to be able to adapt to all of the indecision, less practice time. And then on these double headers, do you see them as either more of a challenge because it's a, you know, that's twice the work, or do you see it as an opportunity to kind of adjust and really dial things in?
It's, yeah, I mean, I actually have enjoyed the shorter practice time because I can get on top of the car quicker than most. I feel like I could sort the car really quickly, and no one's getting it perfect. So you kind of got to drive around what you've got. It might not be, you might have some balance issues, but you've got to deal with it as a driver. I kind of like that. And the uncertainty has been tough, I would say, in preparation, because you're always, you know, you're physically in the gym trying to prepare for when the race comes, and a lot of these races we didn't even know if it had actually happened. So you're just kind of sitting and waiting and continually training. It's the same for everyone. It's a difficult time. Obviously, the pandemic is seems to be sticking around. I'm really hoping, you know, that next year it gets back to sort of normal for everyone, because everyone's suffering. You know, people like to socialize, people like to get out, see each other and attend events and concerts and stuff. So I really hope for just everyone that it gets back to normal. But the double headers, I like it. I like the fact you turn up at short practice, you qualify and race, like you're here to race. So I think it's kind of shown that we can do double headers on a weekend, no problem. And we get more racing, and it's probably better for the fans. So,
yeah, like you said, as far as the drivers, you're there to race it and see if you can race two races. That's better, and certainly you hit on it too, Will. It's better for the fans. And last thing, you talk about some of the constants, as many things that have changed throughout the course of this season in racing, but some of the constants is you're right there, you know, winning races and poles and contending for a championship, and Team Penske, one of the premier organizations in all of motorsports. 11 years at Team Penske. Talk a little bit about just being a part of that great team and what you think. Maybe their role. I'm sure you have been a part of making Team Penske as successful and as great as they have been, but also you've got great, you know, amazing teammates and an organization, and Roger, they've contributed to in the last 11 years to your success as well. Talk about being part of that team.
Yeah, it's a privilege to drive for Penske. You're given the equipment week in, week out to win. So if everything goes right, you know you'll be at the front. And, you know, you have really good teammates around you as far as their fast, which is a good and a bad thing. I mean, you know that you're going to contend with them for the win. And, but we all work really well together off the track to get the car better. And then obviously race each other on the track. I feel fortunate to have been a part of this organization. I really do. It's made for a great career for me, and not everyone gets that chance, so I feel privileged that I have had the chance to drive, you know, these cars and be a part of Roger's legacy.
Yep, it goes both ways, and the fans have had that privilege to be able to see you and enjoy your career as well, and having fans back at Indianapolis Motor Speedway is, I think, the first step to having us kind of get back to normal. Know that you're a huge music fan, and of course, everybody wants to get out there and see live music and live sports and live events, and this is hopefully the start of some good stuff heading in that right direction. And so thanks, Will. Appreciate everything that you're doing. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Oh, no, Dane, appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.